Kentucky's case before the Supreme Court started with a conversation between two lawyers in Louisville last summer.
Shannon Favre, I'm one of the attorneys on the Burke Reed Bashir case and the Lovey Bashir case. Don Elliott is also in my office. We were sitting around. We were waiting, actually, for the Supreme Court to rule on the Windsor case. And at that point, we didn't know what the ruling was going to be. And they kept postponing it. So it ended up being the last day the Supreme Court ruled that session.
The justices struck down a key part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act.
And we were talking about what would happen next, like what would be the next steps for anybody to take. And we were talking about the fact that somebody should file a lawsuit here. And we checked around and nobody was talking about it. And I talked to some people that I knew that were a lesbian couple that are married, and they actually signed on the first day.
A Louisville law firm is the first to do it, file a federal lawsuit challenging the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage.
Simultaneously, the Favre law firm filed for a gay couple in Louisville, Greg Burke and Michael DeLeon, and a lesbian couple in Shelby County, Tammy Boyd and her wife, Kim Franklin.
We wanted to be that couple or be part of that group that said, we're going to stop this and we're not going to let those that come behind us go through the things we've had to go through. But we never really thought it would come to be. So when the opportunity presented itself to us, we immediately talked about it that night. I called Shannon right back and said, we're in.
Greg Burke.
Michael DeLeon. We were talking and I was expressed to my HR manager, I'm surprised no one in Kentucky has filed yet. She said, well, I know of someone who's looking for a couple if you guys are interested.
Our attorneys were working feverishly to try to get a case ready so that it could be filed ASAP because we didn't know if there would be other cases or not. There could have been. As it turns out, there weren't. There were like us and then this other plaintiff couple and two attorneys, and we seemed to be the only six people in the whole state of Kentucky that cared about gay marriage.
Don and I were working on the cases, and then because we practice other kinds of law, it became overwhelming for the practice because it's a very small firm. So we added in other attorneys. Dan, Joe, and Laura came in a few months later, and then we waited for Judge Haber to rule.
Federal judge says Kentucky's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional.
But you know, that was, you know, when we won, that was, you know, we were just elated. And, you know, the words that were chosen by Judge Haburn, you know, that, you know, it was an equal right, that it was an equality issue and not, you know, not some other reason.
Judge Haburn's ruling was a victory for Favre and her plaintiffs, but the ruling was almost immediately stayed, and Kentuckians waited to see whether the state would appeal the judge's ruling. I'm Ashley Lopez in Louisville.